Formal sat down next to Sister Petula, digging into his bowl of crumble and smiling happily.
Good appetite to ye, ma'am. Ye trouble bees gone now.
Petula raised a beaker of October ale.
Good appetite to you, sir. Look at young Martha. She doesn't seem to be enjoying herself. I wonder what's the matter with her.
Formal pondered the situation for a moment, then pronounced his judgment.
I spec Miss Martha's missing her brother.
Sister Petula called across to the hair maid.
Don't fret about Horty. He'll be back soon, eating us out of house and home, no doubt. You'll see.
Martha smiled wanly.
I'm sure he will, sister, but I can't help feeling concerned about him.
Abbot Carroll put aside his supper and stood up.
What you need is a jolly song. Shall I sing you a little ditty I once learned from a sea otter?
This surprised Martha.
You singing, Father Abbot?
Carroll raised his eyebrows.
What's so odd in that, may I ask, miss? Gerville once said I had a voice like a bird.
Brother Gelf chuckled.
Aye, a dying duck. Come on then, Carroll, let's hear ye.
The abbot took a deep breath.
Right, here goes. But you must sing this line at the end of each verse. Heave haul away, twice around the bay, yah!
All the Redwallers wanted to see their abbot singing, so they agreed readily. Carroll tapped the tabletop until he had the rhythm, then launched into the song. For an old mouse, he had quite a strong ringing baritone.
On the good ship Leaky Lee, the captain was a frog. The mate was a bumblebee, and the cook was an old hedgehog.
Heave all away, twice around the bay.
I was born at an early age, and sent straight off to sea, with a flea in an iron cage, on the good ship Leaky Lee.
Heave all away, around the bay.
We sail the sea so rough, and never wash the dishes. It pans a skilly and duff, and laughed at all the fishes.
Heave all away, twice around the bay.
We ate all we could chew. My flea grew bigger than me, 'cause he'd ate more than all the crew aboard the Leaky Lee.
Heave all away, twice round the bay. Yeah!
Then the ship sank in a gale. I was rescued by my flea. We're all that's left to tell the tale of the poor old Leaky Lee.
Heave all away, twice round the bay. Yeah!
Martha applauded, laughing along with the other Redwallers. Abbot Carroll bowed modestly and winked at Brother Gelf.
Not bad for a dying duck, eh?
Remembering her responsibility to the Dibbons, Martha called to them.
Bedtime, little uns, come on now.
Strangely, the three who were most likely to protest, Muggum, Shilly and Ewch, went quietly. The other Abbey babes made their usual loud protest, but to no avail. Sister Setiver wagged a severe paw at them.
Up to your beds is very instant, or you'll have me to reckon with.
Martha watched the last one, Buffle the Shrew Babe, scamper through the doorway, where he turned and glared at every beast.
Come, fuggle away, garum, bop, bop, courage.
Setiver picked up a ladle and made as if to chase him.
I canna tell what you're seeing, you wee grog, but like as no to something very naughty. You'd best get toddling afore I catch up with you.
Buffle stood his ground long enough to twiddle a paw to his nose at the shrew nurse. Then he bolted off giggling. Martha tried hard not to laugh.
Perhaps we'd better go up and tuck them in, sister.
Setiver waved a dismissive paw.
Och, no, we can do that later. I've got to go and take supper to Torin and Junty first.
The hermaid pushed a chair away from the table.
I'll come and help you. Oh, poor old Torin. I'd forgotten about him. Never mind, there's plenty of crumble left.
Bad Red halted his crew at the east wicker gate. There was a small door set in the centre of the abbey's rear wall. He held up a paw for silence. Gently pressing his weight against the timbers, the small fox tried the circular iron ring handle. It was firmly locked shut. Plumnose held up a little lantern close to the door.
It's so chief.
Padraig had difficulty controlling his voice.
Is it now? Thanks for letting me know, Boulder Nose.
Plum Nose grinned.
Think nothing of it.
He turned to Half Chop.
The little door's locked, I think.
The rat wiped a ribbon of drool from his chin.
Ka-chonk.
Badred rounded on the pair, hissing viciously.
Shut up, you two, and get back into the trees. Go on. Finky, are you any good at opening locks?
The stoat scratched his grimy cheek.
Ah, well, there's locks and locks, if you get me meaning, Your Honour.
Badred whipped out his cutlass and thrust it under Flinky's nose.
I never asked you for a lecture about locks. I said, are you any good at opening them? Well, are you?